teaching me leadership, accountability, and sisterhood. When I grew up, I have several career aspirations. I want to be a teacher, a writer, and a business owner. And if I try my best, I will accomplish all three. I am very excited to introduce our first honoree, Miss Esther Eugene. Miss Eugene is a leader, an entrepreneur, and believes in equity and community empowerment. She is a tireless advocate for justice, which is what I admire about her most. Miss Eugene has set an incredible example of resilience and strength for me to follow as I grow my own leadership. When we met, we instantly clicked and found out we have a lot in common. Miss Eugene talked to me about the importance of being my true and authentic self. I'm so pleased to introduce a powerful, strong, and truly fabulous female, Miss Esther Eugene.
Wow, good morning. Good morning, y'all. You know, my daughter, normally I am always ready to talk, right? And I said to my oldest daughter, Deshaun, I'm just gonna do what I do. And she said, mama, not today. Today you have got to prepare what you're gonna say. So y'all, I'm gonna not hinder, but honor what she has said, because she has become my mama as I get older. I am deeply honored and humbled by this recognition from Academy Prep as one of the five fabulous females for 2024. Today, my heart is full of gratitude, particularly for my little junior fabulous female, Miss Sarai. When we met, her spirit, and you guys have no idea, but her spirit, her uniqueness, and the amazing way that she talks to you and pulls you in is absolutely phenomenal. I'm grateful and thankful for my tribe. They joined me here today. Their presence reflects the strong community and the support that has truly shaped my journey. A support that I deeply value and cherish. Special thanks to Mrs. Carol Moore, Chantella Moore, Tara Fowler, Monique Williams, Renee Edwards, my friend Retta Britton, she's gonna kill me. Hey, boo. And then a heartfelt thank you to Miss Teresa Jones, who I won't go into it, but know that there are oftentimes spaces that we need people to encourage us even when we cannot encourage ourselves. And she has stood in the gap in that space for me. I want to thank Commissioner Renee Flowers, Council Chair Fig Sanders, Ms. Terry Lipsy Scott. I see you. Yes, ma'am. Dr. Tomlin and Gypsy Gallardo. You know, there are female leaders that will support you when you are in their face, but they will also support you when you're not in their space. And I'm grateful for that. And I thank them for their authentic support. A special thank you to Lynn Stamey. I love you. You know, Lynn reached her hand of friendship to me in 2021, but it was more than friendship, it was sisterhood. And there is a true, authentic love when you can come from two different spaces and join together in love, and then sisterhood, and then support. So Lynn, thank you. Thank you for that. To my daughters, Deshaun and Samantha, you watch your single mama with no money, y'all. I still ain't got no money, but it's coming. But you watch your single mom navigate the roller coaster of life's trials and triumphs. The resilience and love that they give to me is inspiring. And I'm grateful to be able to share this moment with the both of them, and for that I'm forever grateful as well. You know, I reflect on last year. Last year I sat in this room at Lynn's table. And I said, as I sat there, and I think I may have even voiced it, how inspired I was, how humbled I was to be in a space of such fantastic people and women. And to be standing here this year is almost overwhelming. I was coming up and I said, I feel like a fangirl, right? I'm like all fanned out in this space. But I'm fanned out because of these scholars. I'm inspired because if only I was where they were when I was their age, where would I be? In the hustle and bustle of our day-to-day lives, juggling professional duties, civic commitments, and personal challenges, we often forget to pause and appreciate the moment. And today I take that pause. Today I acknowledge that my efforts and the efforts of every person here has not gone unnoticed. The work of these other four fabulous females, and I told them I Googled, so I've like done my research on everybody, is absolutely inspiring. The work and the dedication, it impacts and it resonates loudly, far beyond the immediate task that we have on a daily basis. When I did a Google search and I Googled fabulous, and an interesting definition, and I don't know that it's the Webster's definition, so y'all don't take this nowhere past this room. But the definition popped up and it said, what does it mean to be fabulous? It means that you are being your absolute best version. It means that you're tapping into yourself and understanding exactly who you are. And then, this is my piece, y'all, adding a little bit of razzle-dazzle. It means that you're extraordinary, and I'll take that. I'll take the fact that I'm extraordinary. I'll take the fact that when I show up with my razzle-dazzle. I'll even take the fact that sometimes I'm misunderstood, but they love me at the end. My mother, who I dearly miss, she transitioned in 2007. But her life lessons guide me every single day. Every morning I wake up with a prayer that I'm making her proud. Today feels like a resounding confirmation that indeed I am. And with this in mind, I must remember that my work is not yet done. The path forward calls for persistence, resilience, and continued dedication. So I invite everybody to celebrate all of us, not just the honorees, but everybody here. Celebrate not just for the accolades, but for the journey, for the hard-earned successes that we accomplish every single day. For the young lives that we will continue to touch day in and day out. For the seasoned leaders who will pass the torch on to us, and for the opportunity for us to press on towards greater achievements and to pass the torch. So Ryan, I look forward to voting for you as you become the next NAACP president. Thank you, Academy Prep leadership and team, for this incredible honor. Thank you to everyone for being a part of my story. Let us keep going, keep striving, keep making an impact, knowing that together we are crafting a legacy of strength and inspiration for the young scholars, boys and girls of our city. Thank you.